We'd be in the middle of an argument and ego's be like, tough. And it'd be like, oh man, if we don't meditate, it's like, okay, hold that thought. Like when we're done meditating, I'm gonna cream you. Like I'm gonna, you know.
We're gonna go at it.
You're gonna be done, and then we'd go sit down, we'd meditate, and then you know, an hour goes by, and we're done with the meditation. And then we go like, okay, so what were we arguing about? I don't even care anymore. I don't even remember. So it was it's such a example of this, like, here we are in the drama and things are important and yeah, but you said that but this is what I meant. And, you know, and then it's like, okay, we got to go meditate. And then you meditate and you've got distance from it. And that's really what the practice is. So on this really blatant level, just in terms of our relationship.
Yeah. What are you going to choose, to put your foot in gum all the time? Or are you going to choose to not put your foot in gum? Like, what do you want? What do you want to do? That's the thing with Buddhism. It's self-responsibility. It's like you take responsibility. It's about being a grown-up. It's about, you know, owning your baggage and then saying, oh, I don't have to have the baggage anymore. I can let it go. Or, you know, the ego really holds on tight. I mean, doing a nundro is a lot of ego bruising every day, of every kind of disturbing emotion that you have maybe identified with as yourself in your life, and it's not so. So it sheds that lens of, yeah, all these things come up, but they're not really you. There is really no you, ultimately. So how much fire and, you know, how much fuel are you going to put into that? What's important? Because mostly in Buddhism, then, it's about benefiting others. It's also about helping others. And, you know, you don't have to be so consumed with your own, you know, dramas. And but that's the path, because we are in a body, and it does stem from the middle, from all of ourselves, and it goes out in many ways like a cell. And then you just have to know that that's what's happening. It's like, right. You know, the underworking, you know what the roots are. So you have a lot of space.
Right. And we talk about for the benefit of all beings, but what does that really mean? Okay. So maybe 20 people at the most. I mean, how many people can I really benefit? If I'm not if I'm not benefiting my partner, and then I claim to benefit all beings, that's pretty ridiculous, you know? So, and there were some very embarrassing moments. There were moments where, like, we'd get in a fight and I'd go too far, and Kim say, like, you never cross that line again. And I'd be like, all right, yeah, you're right. That's not me. That's not who I am. That's my bad habit. That's just a habit. And in the practice, I don't have to identify with my actions. I can be embarrassed, and I can acknowledge I did it, and then I can offer to grow up. Like, that's it. It's never going to happen again.
Anger is the worst. It's the most damaging. And Lama Ole will tell us, like, you know, if it's one that you can refrain from, if you can't deal with it, then leave the room, because it is really the one that's based on merit. And all of it can, everything that you've been building up for lifetimes, maybe even, can be gone. Like, you can really blow it with anger. And there's a really great Confucius story about his son, and he was terribly angry all the time. And he was ruining everybody's lives. And then he finally asked his dad, he was like, Dad, help me. I really have an anger problem, and it's really hurtful. And he said, okay, well, every time you're angry, instead of, you know, blowing it all up, go nail a nail in the fence. Just don't yell at them or hurt them. Like, go hurt the fence. So he did, and he did it for like a year. There were thousands of nails or wood, whatever he pounded in. And then eventually he stopped. He's like, you know what? I think I got it. I'm not angry. And so his dad said, well, okay, instead, why don't you share the joy, like things that are good. And each time something's good, go take a nail out. So he did, and a year goes by, or however long all those nails come out. And then at the end, he and his dad are looking at the fence, and he says, that's anger. It leaves a hole. So it's really Yeah, there's something with anger that's...
It's hard to get the undo button. Yeah. It's better to avoid it in the first place. Yeah.
It's mirror-like wisdom, yeah. But yeah. It's like...
Sure, and we have methods for that. Mm-hmm. But often, I think with the anger, it's like to be able to truly pull off transforming anger is super skilled and not something I even want to try to do because it's... Well, actually, no. I take it back. No, I don't take it back. No, you just don't.
What?
I was going to say because with... I just came to mind there as you know, parenting happens, there's this authoritative thing where as a father figure, as dad, where I have to really create clear boundaries for my daughter, for our daughter. And there's some, I can get very big and that's it. We don't do that, you know? But it's like inside I'm talking about on a good day. I'm not talking about anger. And that's why I kind of take it back. Cause this isn't anger at all. It's, you can be big and you can,
it's no, only because you're benefiting.
Right.
You're
it's for her. Hurting. Like we're just showing her hurtful. Something and it's, and I'm bigger than you and I'm going to teach you, you know, same thing, like, you know, yanking the child out of the street like an oncoming car. That's not anger at all. The transformation anger, that's just high-level stuff that I just don't want to try to, you know, claim to do.